This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know what it is about this, but this what I'm about to talk about now bothers me on a very large deal, big bad stuff. I have granddaughters, Say your name with me, Christina Una Lee. And realize that she lived in New York, 35 years old, senior creative director at something called Splice. Don't know if she had a boyfriend. She was not married, or a girlfriend, or whatever. Don't know. All I know is what happened in the last, 10 minutes of her life. That's all I know. I don't even know if it was that long. She was followed and stalked by a homeless career criminal with 3 open cases. Followed, pushed the door open behind her to get into her Chinatown apartment. Somehow or other, she ended up in a bathtub. And she was stabbed to death. And in the interim, at the Gun Violence Partnership, they're talking about going after the resistance. While this animal, Asamadi Nash is his name, while he's out there and people like him are out there. And they blamed everybody from Donald Trump to the end of child tax credits for this. Everything except their anti-cop, soft-on-crime policy that have caused the inevitable breakdown of law and order that led to the gruesome death of Christina Una Lee. Disarmed by the government facilitating the freedom of somebody that should have been in jail that ended up killing her. This is every woman's worst nightmare. Her screams brought the police, but by the time they managed to break down her reinforced steel door, she was dead in her bathtub, stabbed 40 times. 40. This was not, you don't stab somebody 40 times just to kill them. This was something else. Surveillance footage shows suspected killer Asamadi Nash loitering outside her apartment building when she returned home alone in a cab early Sunday, and then coolly pushing open the door behind her before following her upstairs. What was Christina Una Lee thinking going up her stairs? Was she thinking about her next day of work? Was she thinking what a great day it had been? What a great weekend it had been? What was she thinking? When do you think she began to realize in this senseless attack that she was going to die? And this guy would not have been there that night if Albany lawmakers had not vandalized the bail laws in 2020. This cat reportedly has been arrested 7 times since 2017. He has 3 open cases in Manhattan criminal court, a la Alvin Bragg. I'm sure he'll lay it to him. And he was already out on bail for an alleged subway assault when he was arrested again last month and charged with 27 counts of criminal mischief, attempted escape, and resisting arrest. Which those crimes, by the way, have all been decriminalized by Alvin Bragg. You would say at least Democratic women would have some empathy about this tragedy to this young lady. But all this, you know, House Press Secretary Jen Ginger Goebbels could do this week when asked about the rise in anti-Asian crime, hate crime, up 339% nationwide last year, was to fall back on her favorite scapegoat, ex-President Donald Trump. You see, all this occurred because he called it the Wuhan virus. And her excuse is absurd, since everyone has seen, whether in surveillance footage or mug shots, that most perpetrators of these assaults are in the inner city. They are black males, not a demographic that traditionally takes its cues from Republican presidents. But President Biden's spokesperson must live in a comfortably, in a very comfortable cocoon there in D.C. Somebody said something about soft on crime. She said, soft on crime consequences? What does that even mean? And then there's AOC. And I mean, you know, most of the time it's okay for me to sit there and think that the people of Queens, New York elected an idiot and they're happy with that. But when she gets out there and starts doing some of this stuff, I don't know. She was equally callous toward victims when she claimed that people commit crimes because they're too poor to buy baby formula. She said, we want to say these people are criminals, or we want to talk about people who are violent. We don't want to say some of the things that are obvious, like, gee, the child tax credit just ran out, and now people are stealing baby formula. Well, I was not aware that Similac, there was a big rise in the boosting of Similac out of stores, and I'm pretty sure Asamad Nash wasn't looking for baby formula. So now, due to this and other things, the polls are turning on these guys, and they're trying to offload blame. And unfortunately, it's not going to wash anymore. Biden is trying to cozy up to Mayor Eric Adams in an attempt to ally himself with Adams' more pro-cop, tough-on-crime stance. And he said during his visit last month, the answer is not to defund the police, it's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors. He vehemently denies ever supporting the defund the police crazies. But, you know, remember him at the height of the George Floyd riots in 2020. He was the Democratic presidential candidate who railed against systemic racism in police forces, thus branding every cop a bad apple and making them all targets. He refused to disavow the defund movement while even agreeing in an interview that some funding should absolutely be directed away from police. And in New York, where Christina Unilee lived, they took away $1 billion. And with the cops demoralized and resigning, the Democrats are running 1 million miles away from that which they have wrought. And the new Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has, instead of getting out there and actually addressing what goes on out there, they've decided it's better just to lie. According to Politico, they're using polls and focus group research to train members to deny they want to defund the police or fling open the borders. Instead, they should reiterate their support for police and talk about their efforts to keep the borders safe. Which is a lie. It is a lie. They said, Democrats need to demonstrate they fully understand and care about stressors in people's lives, and they don't care. This is what Pelosi tries to do when she puts on her best saccharine smile for the news anchors and declares that defunding the police has never been the position of the Democrats. Public safety is our responsibility. Community safety, protect and defend in every way is our oath of office. I'm sorry, lady, at this point your words are cheap. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Banks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know what? We cannot just let the disastrous pandemic response pass without harsh accountability for the people whose stupidity and corruption and fascist tendencies murdered. Maybe you just watched the Super Bowl, which I didn't watch. There they were, unmasked and laughing at you. There must be justice. The wrongdoers must pay. And they must pay hard. And we can never let this happen again. Foreign policy is not that hard. Sometimes the answers are so obvious that only someone with a Georgetown degree in international relations could be stupid enough not to see it. And today, the most glaring example of this painfully obvious fact, that instead of getting in fights with Russia, we ought to be enter into a wary, unofficial entente with the bear to counterbalance the real danger, which is the Chi-Coms. So, thanks to science, I'm jumping around. Thanks to science, which in this case is the science of polling, we're now seeing our useless government coming around to the views that got people like us banned from social media just a few months ago. Masks are useless, they now concede. Natural immunity is better than the vaccines that did not work as advertised, they now concede. What they do not concede is their own culpability. That's where we come in. We have to thrust that upon them. Our ruling class knowingly imposed disastrous policies that bore no relation to objective scientific fact upon us, and 900,000 Americans are dead. Tens of millions more suffered economically and emotionally. And they were driven not by the imperatives of evidence, by the imperative of obedience. That they obeyed was the measure of success, not lives saved. Dissenting ideas like ivermectin were not merely not debated. The debate was actually actively stifled. The dissenting ideas were suppressed as misinformation, which really means unapproved information. And now a study in Japan, which is hardly a voodoo backwater, says ivermectin works. So how many people died so that the likes of Fauci and the rest could beat down challenges to their orthodoxy? How many kids were broken by the lies about masking and distance learning? So they need to pay, and not just at the ballot box. Though that must happen too. We need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to expose the perfidy and incompetence of our elite during this pandemic, and those who failed must be shamed and broken publicly, stripped of all of their ill-gotten gains and disgraced positions. And that's just at a minimum. What they did was criminal. And if they want to avoid accountability in a Truth and Reconciliation Committee context, where only their reputations, money, and sinecures are in jeopardy, that's fine by me. So let's try them and punish them and make sure this never happens again. Now back to the Russians and the Chinese. Right now today, there's three big powers right now, Russia, China, and us. And a tripod is not particularly stable in foreign policy terms. The play here, which we've done before, is to ally with one of the others to counter the third. We did that in the Cold War. Our opening to China was really to mess with the USSR, which had fought several battles with the Chinese along their lengthy border. But our present ruling elite is too stupid and corrupt to make the obvious play today, which would be to ally with Russia. Instead, they're driving Russia into China's arms, and it's not their kids who will die in the resulting conflict. It'll be yours. America and, you know, we're natural allies against the resurgent Middle Kingdom, of course. You're not supposed to speak that obvious truth. Our treasonous ruling caste is in bed with the Reds. literally in the case of a certain flatulent Congress jerk, and China wisely fears the idea of two great Western powers uniting against it. The Democrat-Russian fetish is not merely a useful political scam to try to tar the right, helps China immeasurably by making it impossible for the U.S. and Russia to work together against a common enemy. Now, China has no such compunctions. Without any bothersome internal dissent, an aspect American leftists aspire to, it is free to work with Putin on common goals that are inevitably detrimental to our interests. The U.S. and Russia are natural, if not allies, partners of convenience. We were in World War II. Together we crushed the Nazis. We supplied a lot of logistics and a lot of blood. The Russians supplied some logistics and a sea of blood. Russia is a Western nation, mostly. It shares cultural and religious bonds with us. China is a racist, non-Western monoculture that sees itself as superior, and our garbage elite seems eager to prove it right. But Russia has a practical problem that it really needs to consider, Siberia. And while China's population is stagnant, Russia's is drying up, and it has this enormous expanse of resource-rich, population-light territory right there north of China. They touch. Now, we at worst look at the Russians from Sarah Palin's house across the Bering Straits, and if the Russians are not scared, it's because they drank too much vodka. Their new Chinese buddies are looking at Siberia like Anna Navarro looks at a ham. We don't have to like the Russians. Putin is a KGB thug, but in a global superpower deathmatch, having a thug or two in your corner is not a bad thing. Except our idiot establishment is too stupid to see that obvious point either. And can you guess who will pay the price for their short-sightedness? Well, it won't be the ruling class. It'll be your children. It'll be your kids, because they will be sent off to fight another war where we never had a dog in the fight in the first place. And, you know, in practical terms, we need to be pairing up with somebody here. Because while we're out there, while our military right now is figuring out, what does intersectional mean? The Chinese are training to kill those guys that know what intersectional means. And they do have some shortcomings. Without a doubt, they do not have everything 100% in place. But they are closer to that goal of being an actual fighting military than ours is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hennepin County, Minnesota Judge Regina Chu has now sentenced former police officer Kim Potter for fatally shooting a motorist 10 months ago.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
The judge ordered Potter to spend two-thirds of her sentence behind bars and one-third of it on supervised release. Chu said Potter deserved a lesser sentence than the 86-month sentence sought by prosecutors because the officer was trying to use her taser and not her gun. As tensions continue at the Ukraine border, Russian President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee nuclear readiness drills tomorrow. The missile testing happens every year, but with ongoing tensions at the border, the White House is taking notice of the timing, saying Russia is prepared to invade within days. This is USA Radio News. A man who's been accused of shooting a politician in Louisville has been released with the help of the BLM. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Burr.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian police have started arresting the protesters as part of an operation to end the three-week blockade of the city of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. So far, there have been at least 17 arrests without using force. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, there's a thing that they're trying to make happen because the Democrats are panicking. They are in full-on panic mode. They have looked at the polls. They've looked at internal polls. They've got, I don't know, they've got how many of them? There's got to be nearly 30 of them that are just quitting. So, we go to regime media flagship CNN, and they recently rolled out Governor Larry Hogan of the state of Who Cares to proclaim that he's thinking about running for president in 2024. Now, I never, ever, ever, ever advocate laughing at the mentally ill. But then our kindness is kind of used up, so consider that my laughter at the idea that this insufferable dork, who bears a striking resemblance to Brian Stelter, who, as you know, I think is a potato, is ever going to be president of anything. So think of me laughing right here. My throat's bothering me. I can't do it. But pretend like I'm laughing. Show of hands, who's been, okay, now we're ready to go. So he announced on CNN that he wants to occupy the same lane of the 2024 Republican primary. And, you know, the idea of a potentially viable GOP candidate whose strategy is to go on the Sex Pest channel and announce that everybody else in the party he aspires to lead is nuts seems stupidly funny to me. And once again, feel free to pretend like I'm laughing. Enough of that. This Tubinesque media fantasy that some mask-loving doofus governor of a third-tier state is going to win the hearts, minds, or anything else of the Republicans is so ludicrous. You sort of suspect they invited him onto their shows to share his delusions and then laugh at him privately. Which is not like what we do, because we laugh at him in his face. Because dimwits deserve to be laughed at in their face. What other explanation is there? I mean, how many of you even know who he is? What state he is actually the governor of? He's about as popular among Republicans as the Lincoln Project is at a middle school. And which, that's ironic, because the Lincoln Project is about the only group that might support him. And even that's unlikely. Evan McMuffin is out there making noises about running for something, and he's got the edge on Hogan with the Lincoln Project crew because he looks much younger. That's sort of down their alley. So, once again, feel free to imagine my laughter, my insane, maniacal laughter here. Now, the efforts of Hogan's zeros trying to push this goof down the throats of an unwilling GOP base is just a symptom of what we have been seeing from an increasingly panicked establishment that is watching as Grandpa Badfinger continues to put the fail in failure as pseudo-president. And the regime media is desperate to make fetch happen, with this fetch being the notion that Republican voters are either insane or have somehow decided they want to return to the legacy of curated defeat that defined conservative ink cruise ship era, which is also insane. They tell us, and I know they tell us because they tell us this, we are tired of this uppity Trump and all his successes and insults. We're ready to once again go along to get along and lose along and back to the laughter. They want to divide the party in two, except the party's not divided in two in any real sense. They want to do that because that's what's happening in the Democrats. The Democrats that have been in power for a very long time understand what's about to happen. They understand that the popularity of the whole, I don't know, the whole AOC thing is targeted and very narrow. Nobody's interested in being a socialist. Nobody's interested in doing away with capitalism. They understand this. Nobody's interested in being told what to do. Nobody's interested in the COVID protocols anymore. Nobody's interested in gun control anymore. So they want to divide the party in two so that we'll be, you know, I guess we'll be the conservative ink portion and the Trumpian portion. Now, there is, you know, a slight breakdown here. There's 99% of the GOP who wants to crush the Dems, and there's 1% that wants to ogle the Liz Cheney centerfold in this month's edition of Swamp Creature. And since our enemies can't find a rift, they will try to manufacture one. So, according to unreliable sources in media, which that's the only kind there is, Donald Trump is losing his touch and losing his base. And this is a thing here. This is where they have lack of cognizance. We can leave it to them to fail to understand the dynamic of us who are their enemies. One huge advantage that we have is that because the left owns all the institutions, we know them very well, why they don't bother to understand us at all. So what they hope to do is to sow the seeds of conflict within the elephant party and get us chasing our tail instead of pinning inflation. CRT, international humiliation on the donkey party. Now, at this point, you should be laughing at me. I'm laughing at me. It's not happening, though. The base has not abandoned Donald Trump, and it's not going to. And it also not, we're not devoted to him, as our enemies imagine. Trump was the right man of the moment, the avatar, not the movement itself. The vast majority of the party appreciates what he did and what he endured. And that does not mean the base is going to simply nod and obey whenever Trump says something. And they're not dead set on Trump in 2024. We want a primary, not because we hate, but because we want the best candidate. And a coronation would leave Trump heading into 2024 soft and out of shape. If we're going to have Trump, I want Trump hard and lean and mean, just like he was when he came in. I like him. I'm not owned by him. And whatever, whoever it is in front of me, Trump, DeSantis, whoever it is, I want him to win. He's still the most powerful voice in the party, and his word does carry weight. Yet the regime media is inadvertently correct that Donald Trump's kingmaking is not going without a hitch. He's blown it a few times, but the media wish cast that there's some sort of groundswell of un-Trumpy candidates out there likely to be nominated for that reason, and that's nonsense. There's not. There are a few significant candidates who are un-Trumpy for the simple fact that the collection of attitudes and principles that now forms a Republican Party baseline is shared by the base and by Trump. And if you think that there's a lane for hating Trump and therefore his voters, well, let me laugh at you again. So they want the GOP to embrace all the loser things they did in the past. One of Trump's many huge contributions was to drive a stake through the withering heart of that paradigm. And some polls will get by pushing it, but most are time servers who build up enough familiarity and goodwill to keep getting reelected. But there is no infighting. There's nothing between the Trumpians and the non-Trumpians. So, no one who stands against what Trump came to embody is going anywhere in any primary. And there's only one thing to say to anyone dumb enough to believe differently, and that is to once again laugh in their face. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. Let's talk frankly about what we have just been through. Because this has never happened in the history of this country. At the end of every one of these shows, I say this is not about gun control. It's about total control. And you've just witnessed and taken part in an information operation to see how much total control they can take from you that you voluntarily give up. Because COVID was always about control. It was never about the virus. Yeah, the virus comes along. You know, it's a gain-of-function thing that gets out there. It's not very good because it only kills 1% of us that would probably pass away due to something anyway. And everything out there, everything for the last 2 years, if you've had COVID, when you die, they've called it a COVID death versus you died with COVID, not due to COVID. COVID probably hasn't taken 50,000 people. I don't know the final result yet, and the CDC will put it out there sometime after the 2022 election, I'm sure. But, you know, in the meantime, just remember that number. And you need to understand that the anti-liberty left has lost the plot. When Omicron came along, which everybody said felt like a cold, I had a cold here recently, maybe it was Omicron. That was the natural vaccine that they didn't have to force down their throats or our throats, and yet they act like it never happened because the antibodies generated by Omicron are pretty formidable. If this had not been the dire threat to our freedoms and civil liberties, the destruction and disarray all over the states in the Great White North would be incredibly comical. Especially that these are the same folks who deign to inform the rest of us how we should live. Those of us that walk around thinking free thoughts and everything, we tend to forget that the anti-liberty left could never survive if they were honest and forthright in their attention. Can you imagine if Nancy Pelosi got out there and said, listen, this has nothing to do with public safety. We just want to see more of you die so we can get some more gun control. Because we don't want you to have guns. We'll have guns. Yes, we'll have guns. Maybe she'd be standing there in front of her $20,000 refrigerator with a gun. I don't know. You could tell that they weren't concerned about the threat of COVID because they did the worst thing possible in the middle of a pandemic. They threw open the borders to an illegal invasion from around the world, which is bad enough. It made even worse by distributing potential plague carriers throughout the country. This was to combat the threat to democracy, which is also known as the threat to Democrats. And their losing power meant they needed to import new voters. And being very careful to exclude people who know of their socialist national agenda and never would vote for them. Have you noticed that, you know, we're not hearing about the plight of the Cubans? Have you noticed that we don't hear about the Venezuelans? And that's, they discourage the Cubans and they've been deporting the Venezuelans because they know about socialism. And you should quit depending on the corporate media to tell you anything beyond the daily propaganda points. They're not going to keep you informed on the important matters of the day. They're going to keep you informed on what they pick. And then they're going to spin it. So what are you getting? And goodness knows they're far too busy chasing the breaking story of a mostly peaceful protest from over a year ago or dredging up nonsensical gossip about hearsay rumors that imply some sort of long past issue with Trump. The odd thing is that the anti-liberty left and the legacy media are avoiding the story of what the Clinton campaign did, like it's a plague, if you'll pardon the pun. And from the time that cases started dropping in some locations in January, they've had their own media blackout on what was taking place. So this is not news. What you're seeing today is not news. It should never be all the news that is fit to print. It should just be all the news. Far-left authoritarians in the media and the government, which I don't really know how you tell the difference nowadays, they're all on autopilot in their bizarro little world where the COVID emergency still rages. Still a thing. Vivek Murthy got out there, the Surgeon General, the pandemic's not over yet! But it's coming, son, it's coming. They're in an alternative universe where they've gone and banished the phase of natural immunity, so they think it doesn't exist. And these are all allegedly educated adults acting like children with their hands over their ears screaming so they don't get to hear about the data. Project Veritas did a little recording of a cat named Christopher Cole, FDA executive officer. This is what Cole said. You'll have to get an annual shot of COVID vaccine. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to, like, rile everybody up. And there's a money incentive for Pfizer and the drug companies to promote additional vaccines. It'll be a recurring fountain of revenue. It might not be that much initially, but it'll be recurring if they can get every person required to get an annual vaccine that is a recurring return of money going into their company. I love it when the far left colludes with companies and the government to force you to buy their product. And as late, great P.J. O'Rourke said, if you think health care is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free. And you're not going to get them for free. You're not going to get the boosters for free. They're going to cost you a lot more than greenbacks or gold coins or silver or digital dollars. You can always tell when the far-left authoritarian fascists have a problem with people demanding liberty and their common sense civil rights. They start calling them terrorists or other pejoratives. They never address their true grievances because that would show the left as being anti-liberty or anti-freedom. They are as deceitful as the day is long. And never complain about putting in overtime for their lies, since they always see the ends justifying the means. The anti-liberty leftists love to lie with language. And that's the reason to use the anti-liberty leftist. This is instead of liberal Democrat, okay? This is an in-your-face response to their usual exploitation of a positive term. And, you know, the term's origins relate to libertas, which is the female personification of liberty and personal freedom in Roman religion. They played everybody a fool, especially those who are truly liberal, for years now. And their masks have come off, and they've shown themselves to be little petty tyrants. And they project their rampant fascistic intent on the pro-freedom right. Now, the good news is more people are seeing through the lies of the anti-liberty left, and that's all they have in resisting the desire for freedom. They can call ordinary people terrorists all they want, but facts speak for themselves. And why their lives are disintegrating and why they're growing more and more desperate to keep a tight grip on your liberty. When we take power again, and when we get a Republican president in place with a Republican majority in both houses, we have got to move the chains. We can't sit back and play games like we've been doing all along. No more status quo. The Democrats set the rules. Let's live by their rules. They want to play this game. I'm game for it. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. But we can no longer afford to sit back and be the party of good manners. I can't tell you what I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking, how do I feel about good manners? Well, I don't much like it. Can't tell you what to think about it, though. Third hour's inbound, and we're going to finish this week by talking to young Dean Weingarten. Let's do that, shall we? I think so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights, from big dots to three dots. XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.